It was through Lilo Ramdor, a friend of Alexander Schmorell, that the Munich students learned about the Berlin resistance group gathered around Harro Schulze-Boysen and Arvid Harnack, referred to by the Gestapo as the Red Chapel. Mid-November, they met with Arvid Harnack's brother Falk, hoping he could connect them to other resistance groups in Berlin. Falk Harnack offered to inform his cousins, the Bahnhöfer brothers, who held connections to church and military resistance groups, about the leaflet campaign of the Munich students. Finally, Hans Scholl arranged to meet with Falk Harnack in Berlin on February 25, 1943, to personally initiate contact to the Berlin resistance. But Falk Harnack waited in vain. Only after 2 days did he learn by ways of a coded telegram, transmitted by Lilo Ramdor, that the execution of the Scholl siblings and Christoph Probst had already taken place.
On March the 6th, even Falk Harnack was arrested and brought before the People's Court in Munich, alongside Professor Kurt Huber, Alexander Schmorell, Willy Graf and others to face charges. Unexpectedly, he would be the only one not to be found guilty and was released on April the 19th, 1943. While serving in Greece, Falk Harnack was to be arrested and sent to a concentration camp. Warned in time, he went underground. Falk Harnack survived and died in 1991 in Berlin. His brother, Arvid Harnack, was hanged alongside other members of the Red Chapel in December 1942 in Berlin. His wife, Mildred Harnack, was guillotined in February 1943.